The scene plays itself out at almost every four-year-old birthday party. Little Moshe, guest at the party, for one reason or another, hits another child. Mother of little Moshe, mortified at this obvious display of her parenting failure for raising such a child, immediately, very publicly, grabs little Moshe by the arm, marches him over to the offended child, and demands an apology. Little Moshe is not keen on offering that apology, and the longer the scene plays itself out, the more public it becomes, the less and less likely it is that little Moshe will produce a heartfelt, "I'm sorry." Torah describes various korbanos, sacrifices, throughout the parsha. Each korban is given a specific location, a place within the temple courtyard to the north, to the south, where that sacrifice should be offered. When it comes to the korban chatos, the sin offering, that which a Jew brings as an atonement for violating one of the more severe violations of the Torah inadvertently, the Torah doesn't give a specific place where to bring it. Instead, it says, bring this sacrifice, this sin offering, in the same place where you bring the korban ola, the elevation offering. Said in the name of Rashi, the Torah is trying to spare the sinner from embarrassment. It's hard enough to humble oneself and bring the atonement that's necessary to acknowledge that one has done something wrong. So the Torah says, I don't want to give a specific place where all the sinners go, so that everybody who sees them knows that they've done something wrong. Instead, just line up with everybody else. Bring your sacrifice together with the others, so that you can focus on what you need to be focused on, that which you did wrong, and fixing it. Our children, as they grow, graduate from four-year-olds who hit other children at birthday parties to older children who do other things wrong. And it's our role as parents, when we see things that they're doing, to correct and fix them. Sometimes when they do things wrong, we are obligated to correct it immediately. It has to be done right then and there on the spot. But many times it can wait. And when it can wait, it's critical not to point out and reprimand a child in front of their friends, publicly, in front of other adults. What might not seem like us to be such a big deal, to a child might be terribly embarrassing. And an embarrassed child can't focus on what they need to be focused on, which is what they did wrong and how to fix it. Instead, they become focused on the shame or the humiliation, or even worse, on the resentment towards the parents that embarrassed them. So give your child the opportunity to focus on that which they need. Pull them aside privately. Wait till it's nighttime in the comforts of your own home. Let them focus on what they did wrong and not be distracted by the shame or embarrassment. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.